News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. Weather experts are saying buckle up for later this afternoon and tonight. Severe weather's coming. Meteorologist Cassie Hyder says it could include tornadoes or other extreme weather events.
It's going to be very large hail. We could see up to softball size hail. Wind gusts to 80 miles an hour. Right now, the timing of everything, it looks like it would start in far western northwest Oklahoma, out ahead of the dry line.
Two solid pieces of advice is know where you will go if you're in a tornado warning and keep electronics charged up just in case of a power outage. Multiple schools and groups have canceled activities for this afternoon and tonight due to the expected severe weather threat. These storms could bring strong winds, rain, hail, and tornadoes. Law enforcement authorities say a murder suspect just wanted to get it off his chest nearly 8 years after the crime. Radio Oklahoma's Dale Forbes reports.
OHP troopers say when they checked on 28-year-old Joseph Tyler Beck, he just started telling them voluntarily about his involvement in a 2016 murder. The body of 19-year-old Jennifer Malloy was found inside her Edmond apartment then. Investigators say they've had multiple leads over the years, but not enough for an arrest. Beck has been charged with first-degree murder and booked into the Oklahoma County Jail.
With a stroke of the pen, Governor Kevin Stitt forced the closure of a decades-old women's leadership program at the University of Oklahoma. The program trained hundreds of female leaders, many of whom entered politics. The governor still supports the ban on programs labeled as diversity, equity, and inclusion, known as DEI programs. A stroke of the pen outlawed those. Claiming the State Education Department and Superintendent Ryan Walters are the real victims, private attorneys for the state agency are counter-suing a pair of teachers. The teachers each received $50,000 bonuses and filed suit against the State Education Department and Walters after the agency moved to take the money back. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about your continuing work with FFA.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in its 14th year of working with FFA through its Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. This free, self-guided online course provides farmers, ranchers, and all members of the beef community, including our youth, the tools to become beef advocates and answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In 2024, we were thrilled to have 67 FFA chapters across Oklahoma participate in the program, with 51 chapters completing eligibility, meaning they had at least 8 students complete the program. We award $6,000 in prizes each year to instructors from the various chapters through a prize drawing, and we are so thankful to Oklahoma FFA and their continued support of the program. This year, we had over 1,000 students complete the program, which means 1,000 new beef advocates in Oklahoma.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org.